But you got a man of God here that's still the pastor, by the way. He hasn't been fired by these stupid clowns. And let me just ask you this. Has Ryan Gallagher ever been to this church before? Has he ever set foot in Steadfast Baptist Church, but yet he's going to claim that he's the vice president and treasurer of this church? Yeah, I think Judas was the one that was holding the bag, right? Of course he wants to be the treasurer. What a stinking Judas he really is. And you know what? People were doubting whether he was a Judas before. Are you doubting now? Do you have any doubt in your mind now that he's a Judas? Of course, you already know the other morons are Judases also. So there's a lot of people out there that would love nothing more than to actually really overthrow this church. And they're trying everything they can to do. They're literally just making up the fact that they are actually presidents and vice presidents of this church and trying to, you know, steal the church. Not trying to steal. They stole the church's money. They stole it. Guess what? When you take over somebody's bank account and you put it into another bank account, it doesn't matter whether you spent the money or not. You stole it. You took it and you put it someplace else so that they couldn't access it. That's theft. And anybody that doesn't see it that way is stupid. If you're in here and you're doubting this story at all, then what are you even doing here? Well, anyway, that was a commercial break. Hold on, I got to get back to this other stuff. Because they are reprobates. You shall know them by their fruits. Right? Isn't that how you know what a false prophet is? By their fruits? What is the fruit of Ryan Gallagher? To be a thief? To be a con artist? To steal people's money? And use it for his own devices to try to steal the money at Steadfast Baptist Church when he's never even stepped foot in here before. He has nothing to do with Steadfast Baptist Church, and yet he's trying to say that he is part of the directors. He owns Stead. Hey, turn in all your keys, you know, your passwords, turn it all over, you know, buttermilk biscuit, the lawyer, whatever. Butters. What a joke. What a foolish thing to do. But you know what? People that are reprobates have delusions of grandeur, and they think that they're smarter than everybody else, don't they? But you know who's smarter than them? God. You know who's going to make things work out for our good? God. So it doesn't matter if some reprobate is smarter than us in any way, shape, or form, because God's going to cut them down. And guess what? We've read the end of Revelation. Guess who wins? Is it the dogs? No, they're without. Is it the reprobates? No, they're without. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So anyway, back to the reprobate thing. Okay, well, there are reprobates, but anyway, it's still a sub-point, okay?